Every Friday around this time, we're inviting a range of commentators to look back at the main stories of the week. And in his column for Drive Time this week, the editor of the Irish Catholic, Michael Kelly, asks us to remember the true meaning of the word rehabilitation.
Family visits prohibited to chastise a child for an alleged misdemeanour. Boys' clothing cut and ripped off as a form of punishment. A widespread culture of bullying. No, it's not 1950s industrial school Ireland. It's Dublin, 2012, and St Patrick's Institution for Young Offenders. The report of the Inspector of Prisons released this week makes for grim reading. It's depressingly familiar. The Ombudsman for Children, Emily Logan, described it as a modern-day Ryan report. And this week's report on how teenagers, children, are treated is horrendous. It's made all the more horrendous by the fact that we know the disastrous and lifelong effect of a childhood and adolescence marked by humiliation, abuse and neglect. We know the survivors of 1950s industrial school Ireland. We've heard their heartbreaking stories. We've seen how they continue to carry the scars with them. And it's to draw a line under this country's shameful history of mistreatment and abuse of children that we're having a referendum on children's rights next month. But how can we draw a line? How can we draw a line when the Children's Ombudsman was sneered at by senior officials in the Department of Justice for raising her concerns, for advocating on behalf of children who often have no one else to speak up for them? No, not the 1950s. 2012. Father Kieran Enright, a prison chaplain, described as incredible to drive along our streets this morning and see posters urging a yes for children, while we seem content to quietly ignore the plight of one particular group of children. Minister for Justice Alan Shatter and Children's Minister Francis Fitzgerald profess themselves to be shocked by the report, but they can hardly be surprised. In 1985, the Whittaker Report recommended that St Pat's be closed. A 2010 report described the place as a warehouse for young people, many of whom were broken by childhood experiences. It is, the report said, a place where young people have a demoralising, destructive and dehumanising experience. There have been many other reports. It's fundamentally about how we see the role of a centre for young offenders. Is it the beginning of a revolving door in and out of prison? Or is it a place where despair can be transformed into hope? We too easily consign these teenagers to the scrap heap, forgetting that